Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of That's My Jam, episode 9, podcast where we ask one of the hardest questions in the world: what is your favorite song of all time? With you, as always, I'm DJ Rios.
DJ Germ.
And we got a good episode, man. How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Man, I'm all right. A little tired, but...
Heard that.
You know.
Been up since early.
It's the middle of the week,
so yeah.
We're getting through that.
Is it shit?
Yeah. So with us today, we got a great guest, pro MMA fighter, Braden Ward. How you doing, Braden?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Before we get started, we're going to do some few shout-outs. Jeremy, what you got?
I've only got one shout-out. Shout-out to Rockstar Games.
Oh, yeah?
For letting people download Red Dead Redemption 2 early.
There you go.
Because it's such a big file.
I'm still rocking the Xbox 360. Do they make it for that?
No.
Oh.
You got to be up to date. Damn, boy, you out of date.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to miss out on that. Are you playing that game?
No.
No.
It's not I do have an Xbox One, though, just so you know. Yeah, even though I don't play it.
You need to upgrade, buddy.
Sorry. I'll catch up, I promise. Like always, we need to give a shout-out to Silk and Suds. If you're looking for bath bombs, essential oils, please hit up Kayla over at silkandsuds.com. And also Caitlin Keene over at Caitlin Keene Photography. She has opened up that November 3rd weekend for mini boudoir sessions. So you can get 30-minute sessions in. Hit her up. You can find her on social media and her website, CaitlinKeeneFotography.com. So now that we got all that out of the way, Braden, what's your jam?
I'd have to say Lose Yourself. Eminem.
Oh yeah, okay. That's, you know, that sounds pretty appropriate. Being a professional fighter, is that pretty much why? I mean, what's the deal with that?
Well, just the song. If you listen to the lyrics, mm-hmm. and he's talking about how he came from nothing, and he tried to make himself successful. And just the whole rap is about him and what he's went through, and it hits me because I mean I started from nothing, you know, so. Just building myself up to try to make a career like he did.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you are doing big things now. I think it takes a lot to get in the ring. I mean, I hate getting in fights regularly. I don't think I could ever get paid to do it. I mean, I might talk a big game and be like, yeah, if you pay me $1 million, I'll fight somebody. But
no, that takes a special person to do that.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it. So how many professional, like, since you've had your pro card, how many fights have you actually been in?
I've been in 10.
10?
No.
That's awesome. But I'm sure before you got your pro card, there's been more.
Oh, yeah. Like 17.
That's awesome. And you can still form sentences, so.
Yeah. I mean, my memory's not the best. But.
I bet not. So that's actually a really good song. And I think, I mean, any athlete can attest that is... I mean, that's a great song to have. What is your song when you come out to the ring? Is that the same song or is that a different song?
It varies. Like sometimes it'd be more of a pump song, or like I actually had a friend pass away, and I came out to one of his favorite songs. I did that for a couple fights, but
what song was that?
45 by Shinedown.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
it's a good song.
But it varies, you know, like. Sometimes, like, I might end up coming out to one of M's new Kamikaze songs from that new album.
Yeah,
that was lit.
You come out to Kill Shot?
Yeah, I might. I might. That was killer.
Yeah, that was killer.
That was pretty good.
I've seen tons of fighters come out to different songs. I've seen them come out to like classical music. Like, mm-hmm. I guess it just. Whatever gets you hyped for the fight, I guess.
Well, it depends. Like, some people like more relaxation. Some people like hype, you know. And then some people like get into the song, and it kind of like distracts them a little bit from actually nerves. You know, cause every fighter gets nervous, you know.
For sure.
So when you listen to a song that you like, a lot of times it'll help you out.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you listen to music before you fight?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I usually sleep. I'll take a nap, like, after I see the doctor and do all my stuff, I'll take a nap, and then they'll wake me up about 30 minutes before I fight, you know, stretch and work out a little bit.
Sounds like a really shitty way to wake up. Like, man, I just took a good nap, and I'm going to go get the hell beat out of me or beat the hell out of somebody else.
I was thinking of that, though. I was thinking of, like, Pulp Fiction, when Bruce Willis's character, mm-hmm. Butch, he wakes up and goes straight to the fight. Yeah. Yeah. So, a lot of fighters do that.
Yeah. I mean,
well, for me, I'm relaxed, you know? And if I get to where I can take a nap, I'm calm. Mm-hmm. And it calms my body, it calms my mind. And then when I wake up, I know what I'm about to do. So I'll stretch and I'll warm my body up, and then I'm ready to go, man.
Wow. I know you don't eat, because I remember one time I hit you up before your fight. I think you had a late fight, and I hit you up like around lunch, and I was like, hey, man, let's go grab a bite. And you're like, I don't eat on fight days.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I eat, but I eat clean, you know, because I don't want to put nothing in my body that's going to mess it up right before a fight, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but afterwards, it's game on after that.
Yeah, I know you always go down to, like, overtime or some sports bar, and you're just, like, chowing down on wings.
Yeah, and usually I don't have to buy drinks. Everybody else does that for me. So, I'm putting this one
in. I know you're a big Jaeger guy.
Man, actually, like, I'm... Jaeger bombs are good, but I'm Vegas bombs. I've been killing those.
Yeah, Vegas bombs are really good.
I ain't gonna lie.
Smell of Jaeger just makes me sick. Really? I can't do it anymore.
Man, I've always liked Jaeger.
Jaeger's good stuff, but man, those Vegas bombs. Me and a couple buddies starting that business, you know. We went out and met with our partner, and that's all they did. They bought us some Vegas bombs, and we got tore up. It was nice.
Hell yeah. So why don't you tell us about your business, Brayden? I know you got something on the start.
I created a concealed carry holster. It's a magnet with a clip on it, and I got the patent and all that stuff going, and I got product on the way, and it should be here in November.
Awesome. And where can people find that at?
It'll be on Amazon. It'll be under Magna Carry.
Magna Carry. It's M-A-G-N-E Carry. It's one word. So that's awesome, man. I mean, any fights coming up?
Yeah, November 30th in E-Town.
Elizabethtown, Kentucky. So yep. Just for those that don't know about the Kentucky slang.
That's true.
I have had the opportunity to watch Brayden fight twice, and great fighter. Guys, please, if you're in the Elizabethtown area, check him out. I'm sure there's going to be a numerous amount of great fighters out there. Who are you fighting out of? What's your gym that you're fighting out of, Brayden?
MMA and Catch Wrestling Academy.
Okay. Here in Smith's Grove?
Yeah, Smith's Grove.
Smith's Grove, Kentucky. So, if you're interested, if you're in the Smith's Grove area, I mean, I definitely check out that gym if you want to get in the MMA scene. You won't catch me down there because I fight dirty.
That's all right.
Play for keeps.
Yeah, I play for keeps. I'll have sand in my pocket. Don't worry about me. But back to the music. When you train, are you listening to music the whole time, or do you like silence? Do you like the beat? Because I know there are some athletes that train, and they'll actually have like noise-canceling headphones with like no music. It's just dead silence working out. So like, are you listening to music the whole time, or are you one of those silent
types? Yeah, I like music.
Yeah, what's your playlist look like?
It's a mixture of rap. I got country in there, just different stuff.
I don't know how country
could
get me going.
Really, it's not really the pump music. I just the sound.
Oh, like, yeah.
Just listening to something. It just keeps my mind off of hurting.
Oh, yeah.
when you're training, working out, you're killing your muscles, just keeping your mind off of something, just listening to a song.
Right. That's awesome.
That's all I care.
Yeah, I was reading an article that there are some athletes that listen to like nothing. They want dead silence, and I don't know how that's even possible. I mean, I would lose my mind.
That's how I feel.
I mean, but I listen to music doing literally everything, like sleeping, working, like whatever. I gotta have music going constantly. Yeah. So, all right, man. Any shout outs you want to give, Brayden?
I guess Hard Rock MMA for setting me up with a fight. You know, they always do me good, so just holler at them. And then, of course, my coach, Billy Scott, at MMA and Catch Wrestling Academy.
Yeah, now Billy Scott is actually a legend in the catch wrestling game. And how long has he been doing this?
He's been doing it a long time. He actually was fighting back in the 80s in Japan. So, and he trained under Billy Robinson, and he's definitely a catch legend. So,
could he beat McGregor?
Could my coach beat McGregor?
Yeah, could he beat McGregor?
I would actually love to see that. He would, I'm pretty sure. Like,
okay, Billy Scott in his heyday and McGregor now, who wins?
Oh, yeah, Billy Scott, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's deadly.
I'd have to get my time machine. Right. Go back and see that fight.
Yeah. If you could do one thing,
he's a monster.
That would be the one thing.
He's a beast. He's a beast. It's crazy.
That's awesome. All right, cool. So, Jeremy, any new music you've been listening to?
Not anything new, man. I keep, you know, keep prowling around, and I don't. Sometimes I get lucky, and sometimes the wheelbarrow, and sometimes it's a shot glass. Oh, Brandon Marshall
reference. That guy's a.
Spent years trying to decipher that one.
I'm still working on it.
I gave up. That's like listening to Riff Raff. It's like, why even bother?
Oh, yeah. But he can rap. Yeah. I'll give it to Riff Raff.
He could.
Now, I'm actually pretty excited. Skrillex took some time off for a while, and he's actually back. He did a collaboration with an artist named Joyride. He's got a song called Again Witta, and it's how it's spelled, AGENWIDA. Again Witta. And it's a, man, it's like, it's a bumping song.
I thought you said he was just producing.
Yeah, he was, and now he's coming back slowly. He should have an album coming out within the next years, I think, something like that. But yeah, that new song with him and Joyride is, oh, it's, you got a good system. It'll bump. If you want something new to listen to while you're training, that's the song to listen to. It's on my gym mix. But I don't train as much as you do. I go to the gym for an hour a day.
That's better than nothing, man.
It's true.
True.
I wish it could be one of those mall walkers. They're out there for like 3 hours every morning, and they're just like circling the mall. Like,
for 3 damn hours?
I swear.
Wow.
I mean, exercise is exercise.
Get you 30 more years on you. You know, it'll be all right.
Yeah, it's true. Now I just gotta quit all the drinking and staying up till, well, 1 in the afternoon. I work third shift, so.
There's an excuse for that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get around to it. I just bought a fifth of Buffalo Trace earlier, so. Once that's gone, maybe I'll straighten up.
Yeah, right. You're not.
I ain't had bourbon in a while, so.
You're not going to straighten up.
One day I will. One day I'll grow up.
I think we're just too young to straighten up right now. I mean, you're young enough to still keep getting your head hit, so.
Yeah.
What's the age where you gotta just feel like you're done fighting? Or is it just like a physical thing?
Really, it's physical, man, because there's guys that still fighting are in their 40s, so.
Jesus.
Dan Henderson, he was like 45 or 46 before he decided to stop.
And I love him.
Even then, I don't even think he's done yet, so. Dan Severn, he was 53, he had his fight.
Holy crap.
That dude's got over 100 fights.
Yes.
So.
Man. So, see, age is just a number. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, this is it's been a pretty quick little episode. I liked it. I mean, Braden, man of few words.
Oh, sorry, man.
But man of many punches.
Yeah. Well, would you want to share with people like what style of fighter you are? Like, are you,
man, I'm
striker,
all around
wrestler.
All around.
All around.
I train catch wrestling, but I'm also a kickboxer and a boxer, so I do it all. I do like hitting people really hard. So.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think
that works.
The first fight I watched you at, you won by knockout or TKO. They stopped the fight, I believe. It's the first, if I'm not mistaken.
It depends on which one, because
I
TKO'd a guy, then I knocked out a guy, then I TKO'd him. I choked out a guy.
Because it was in the third round, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. It's been a couple years ago.
Dude, I don't even remember, man.
Yeah, well, you've been hit.
Like I said.
You've been hit a few times.
Like I said.
I beat a lot of people up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the first fight I ever watched you at, and, man, that was an awesome fight. I mean, he was just, like, pounding. Ref was like, nah, it's over.
See, yeah, enough of this shit.
Yeah, go do some Jaeger bombs, get out of here.
Well.
But, I mean, and everybody shows support to these local fights. I mean, that's, you know, it's not on the scale of like Bellator or UFC, but I mean,
yeah, dude. But I didn't know until you told me.
Yeah, they are still really enjoyable. Hard Rock MMA puts on great events, and they even live stream them. So if you're not able to make it out to Elizabethtown, you can also watch it on Facebook and.
Well, they have an app too.
And they also have an app. Yeah, so Hard Rock MMA, check them out. What was the date on that fight again?
November 30th.
November 30th. Man, I think there's nothing else.
Let me do a song.
Oh, I asked you about a song.
Well, I got nothing new.
Oh, okay, sorry. What have you been listening to?
Well, I try to keep it relevant to the episodes we're doing. So I'm like, if I had a song, if I were a fighter and had a song to come out to, it would be this song called Teeth of a Cogwheel. It's by a band called Baroness.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, they're, it's an instrumental. I think actually all they do is instrumental, but it's like, stoner rock, I guess you would call them. It's like a nice droning bass line.
Yeah.
And like some old school, guitar over.
Right. That's awesome.
And it's short. It's like 2 minutes long. You could listen to that.
Man, I think I would like. I think I would just steal Stone Cold Steve Austin's theme. I think that's just.
Ain't that great?
That's my favorite wrestler of all time. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Because when you hear the glass shatter, that's it. You know,
glass at your ass.
Yeah, that's it. But
Ultimate Warriors theme. Damn, I get you pumped for it.
Yeah.
Slinging on them rope.
Right. What's the funniest song you've ever heard at MMA fight? It's something that ever came out to
funniest.
Funniest or weirdest?
Man, I don't even know. Maybe it's Raining Men. I think one dude walked out to that.
No shit.
Yeah, I'm not even playing.
Talk about getting in your opponent's head.
Yeah. Right.
So I ain't trying to touch this guy.
He's gonna chase me all over the ring.
Yeah. that's probably the weirdest one.
Oh man.
People walk out to some dumb stuff.
I bet.
You know, on purpose.
Do people wear costumes?
Yeah. Actually, I had a guy that I trained with that did that.
Away.
He walked out in a mask and stuff. It was pretty funny. But
Rey Mysterio.
Yeah. Whatever you do to get in your opponent's head, I guess.
Well, yeah. It's Raining Men.
Also, like, some fighters lost a bet and they had to walk out to something. Oh, so, man. Yeah.
Have you ever been part of one of those bets?
No, I haven't. I'm smarter than that.
Yeah. You haven't hit that hard. No, I think even through this episode, there's probably no way you could convince me to soberly fight somebody in a cage. I think I would have to be on some, like, just heavy moonshine, bourbon kind of night, and I'm just feeling myself. Yeah. I'll get in the ring with anybody at that point, but, you know. And you have, by the way, just speaking of drunken whatevers, Braden has the strongest, like, bear hug hold of all time.
Oh, really?
We were downtown.
Oh, man, I forgot
about
this.
Bar hopping. And he grabs me, like, wraps his arms around me. Now, Braden is a tiny fella, and I'm a big man. And he just wraps his arms around me, and I cannot move. I'm, like, dying. Like, I can feel my ribs, like, ready to give out. So, stupid me decides, like, I got one move left. Swing my leg back, trying to kick him in the nuts. I fall. There's a commotion downtown. It is just, it's mayhem. But don't ever get wrapped up by this guy if you want to keep your ribs. And I'm gonna end it on that, cause that.
So this was what, downtown?
Yeah.
On the square.
It was right there in front of the BB&T Bank, right there.
Okay.
On the way to or from Tidballs, I think, or we were walking through the shops.
I think we were going towards.
We're going towards Dublin.
Dublin's, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never told you this story of the square. I randomly went down there to meet up with some people one night, and it was outside of Rockies. And there's an ambulance in the road, and they're like helping this guy out. And he had, if I'm guessing, he was probably on like Spice or some shit like that. Like, yeah. he was not there, right?
Right.
So they're like basically babying him to this ambulance. And we noticed, like, there's a crowd of people. We noticed that, like, his pants are sagging pretty hardcore. And, like, they just keep falling. I was like, oh, shit. By the time they get to the back of the ambulance, like, his entire pants, underwear, and everything falls out. So everybody's, like, seeing his ding-dong and shit. And the fucking paramedics are, like, having to, like, pull the guy's pants up in front of everybody. Like, he did not even know what was going on. But I was like, oh, that's terrible. I feel bad for that feller.
Some of the best things in the world happen in downtown. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter what city you're in. Downtown.
You never know.
Funny shit is everywhere. So. There's nothing else, guys. I mean,
tell my ding-dong story.
Right. Short and sweet.
Yeah, it was.
Braden Ward, we want to thank you again for being here with us, and we want to wish you the best of luck on November 30th.
Yeah, good luck, man.
So,
thank you, guys.
Yeah, and to all of you, remember to Subscribe, rate, review, follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram. I think I'm gonna get rid of the Twitter, man. We don't use it. And actually I've forgotten to post about like two episodes, yeah. So it's already
people looking for like the slack.
Yeah, I'm just slacking on that. So you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and then just, you know, please rate, subscribe, review, all that good stuff. So thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks.
That's my